I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. One of the men wanted for questioning in the shooting death of Cheyenne Dunn on Church Street Monday is surrendered to authorities. Timothy Smith was arrested by Monroe police on a charge of second-degree murder after he turned himself over to authorities on Wednesday. He was booked into the Ouachita Parish Correctional Center on a $250,000 bond. Monroe police responded to a shooting complaint in the 3000 block of Church Street Monday, where they found Dunn shot to death inside his vehicle in the middle of the street. Police continue to search for Stephon Galbert as a person of interest. Compensation for Louisiana's lawmakers has fallen slightly. The payment legislators get for each day that they are in session, attending interim committee meetings, or participating in other meetings related to their position has dropped from $153 to $150. Under state law, that per diem payment is tied to the reimbursement rate federal employees receive while traveling in the Baton Rouge area. That rate went down October 1st, so legislators' rate did as well. Starting January 1st, lawmakers will get a boost in their reimbursement for mileage from 56 cents to 57 and a half cents per mile. In a story first reported by LaPolitics.com, Republican State Treasurer John Kennedy may consider a run against Republican incumbent Buddy Caldwell in a race for Attorney General. LaPolitics editor Jerry Mayalford says not only is Kennedy thinking about running for AG, but he's actively been seeking advice from donors.
The thing you have to remember about John Kennedy is that his first run for elective office was for Attorney General, and he got squeezed out. You know, sources close to Kennedy tell me that's always been the prize denied to the treasurer. That's one office he always felt like he could excel at.
Alford says should Kennedy switch jobs, money will not be a problem for him. He says next year Kennedy will report that he has $3.5 million in the bank.